Exploration Stage 1. Creation. All is good. When you think of the words order and peace, what positive images come to mind? I bet the words or images that come to your mind are accurate descriptions of how the Bible describes how the world was originally meant to be. In the world creation account of Genesis chapters 1 and 2, we see the words good and very good used many times. The world was designed to work well. God with humans with God, humans with other humans, and humans with the earth. These first two chapters of this epic story tell us some very good and fundamental things. The Bible says a good God created us and created us with dignity. We were designed to have personhood like God does. We are to relate to Him and with one another in a loving, purposeful, and fulfilling way. God also gave humans purpose and a basic job description to live our lives by. Here are a couple sample verses from Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:26-28. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Let me explain these sample verses a little more to you. This will put muscle on the bones of these basic statements, or if you will, add color to the painting. First, the author's purpose, the author which is Moses, his purpose for writing the creation account was not just to give us a sufficient scientific explanation of the creation of the world, though I believe it does do that. It was also created to give a truthful account of the one true God and how and why He created the world in comparison to all the other ancient Middle Eastern myth stories at the time of Moses, which was roughly 1500 BC. Many of these myth stories were very complex and contradictory, with a mixture of many gods fighting for control, no regard for human life as valuable, and with very little information about why we are here, a reason to give humans and human history meaning. Second, in Hebrew, the term God often means Yahweh. He is a God who is holy, but also loving, and is committed to the well-being of His creation, in particular, mankind. He is also understood as self-existing, the great I Am. He's only one God, not one of many gods. He lives eternally, is good in His nature, and is all-sovereign in His rule. Third, the Hebrew term created means what was created comes from a singular cause. And this cause is a being, God, who is creative, powerful, and creates the world with a design and an overall purpose built into it. It actually goes as far to say that God created the world ex nihilo, which is Latin for the fact that he spoke it into existence from nothing. Fourth, in Hebrew, the term dominion means rule, order, or stewardship. Mankind was given responsibility to care for the future of the world and the human race. We are to do so as servants and representatives of God on earth. Fifth, you see the introduction of a very important term that reappears multiple times throughout the whole epic story of the Bible, and that term is the image of God. A good short definition of this important term is, the image of God refers to the immaterial part of humanity, made after God's likeness. It sets human beings apart from the animal world, fits them for the dominion stewardship God intended them to have over the earth, gives mankind meaning, value, and enables them to commune with their Maker. It is a likeness in mentality, morality, and socially, end quote. Sixth, and finally, connected to the important term image of God, is the command from God to Adam and Eve to, quote, be fruitful and multiply. In seminal form, this is mankind's job description. Besides worshiping and submitting to God, God gave us a role to play in establishing His kingdom on earth through what we call culture making. Mankind is meant to get married, have families, labor, govern, play, influence others for God, establish orderly societies, build homes and churches, gardens and hospitals, all under the right and good rule of God. Order and peace. These words are excellent one-word summaries of the purpose of the Genesis account. God created things to have order and a function under His sovereign good rule, since He alone is God. Also, when people live according to this order, they will have peace with God and with one another from generation to generation. Let me close this first stage of our exploration by asking a question. Does this part of the Bible give us a reasonably sufficient answer to the first two of our ultimate questions? That is, where did I come from and why am I here? Honestly, I believe it does. Application questions. After reading the introduction and the first stage of our study, what are three things that have made an impression on you? Number two, what is a different way people try to answer the questions, where did I come from and why am I here? How do you think they compare with the Bible's answers? Number three, has the introduction and stage one of our journey together made you think of other biblical passages? If so, maybe write them down. And finally, number four, in what way might this booklet help someone who doesn't know Jesus yet?